The Brooklyn Bridge is one of New York City's most famous and beloved landmarks. The main span extends about 485 meters across the East River to connect the boroughs of Brooklyn and Manhattan. The Brooklyn Bridge was once the longest suspension bridge in the world. Yet it still serves as a symbol of progress, innovation, and New York City's cultural influence. John A. Roebling was the designer and chief engineer of the bridge. But Roebling did not live to see the project completed. The Library of Congress notes that a workplace accident caused Roebling to get a tetanus infection shortly after building began in 1869. He died in July of that year. Work on the bridge was very dangerous. Few records were kept on such events, but historians say between 20 and 30 men died as a result of the building project. Some died from falling off the bridge or from being struck by equipment. Others died or were injured from working in underground structures called caissons. These extended below the river and surface of the earth. The workers would get a decompression sickness called the bends. Roebling's son and partner, Washington A. Roebling, became chief engineer after his father's death. However, Washington Roebling soon became disabled with the bends. He continued the work from his home. His illness, as well as other workplace accidents, slowed completion of the project. The Brooklyn Bridge finally opened on May 24, 1883. Over the years, the bridge became a symbol of New York City. Writers, artists, photographers, and filmmakers all have found the bridge to be an object of interest. The Brooklyn Bridge is still a beautiful structure. It has tens of thousands of suspension wires that spread across and up and down from the deck to the towers on either side. From a distance, the wires look like the stringed musical instrument called the harp. The bridge also still sees heavy use every day. On its website, the New York Department of Transportation says that, as of 2022, 107,000 vehicles, 4,000 cyclists, and 32,000 people on foot travel over the bridge every day. I'm John Russell.